Talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition, already the 16th of November, 2008. I appreciate the listeners of this radio broadcast, especially during NFL football season, who tune in to this transmission, who actually care about the future of the country and the world more than they care about bread and circuses. Not attacking football, ladies and gentlemen. We just have a criminal world government openly set up, world government openly being announced, the bankruptcy of our families, our community, our country, mass depression by design being orchestrated by the New World Order criminal syndicate so they can fully bankrupt our society. And the average American is starting to get a little bit more concerned about it, but still they're more upset about their football team losing than the fact that we have a eugenicist government that is putting poisons in the water by design to sterilize us and brain damage us. And yes, I have the government documents. Yes, I've made films on the subject. Yes, they're really doing it. Yes, truth is stranger than fiction. A lot of news here to cover today. I'm going to cover a lot of news on the radio show today on this abbreviated Sunday edition. I do 4 hours weekdays, come in on Sundays and do 2 hours. And again, appreciate you joining us. I have two large stacks of news here. Here's the type of headlines I have. Fake TV news, widespread and undisclosed. Now, about 4 years ago, the Congressional Budget Office did a big investigation and said the White House alone in one purchase program buying $1.8 billion a year in fake news. But total, the White House was spending more than $10 billion a year for fake news. Now, these are news packages. They have the local news readers on radio, TV, and in print. They change them up just a little bit, put their name in, put the locale in. And if you go read the Center for Media and Democracy's report, the Congressional Budget Office's reports on this in the last 4 years, there's a new one out just last Friday, you will see what the news reports are. It's the announcement that it's the law to take vaccines and that you'll be arrested if you don't. There is no law. That's just one of thousands of things the government pays for. Private corporations pay for fake news, too. And this is the big, dirty secret of radio and TV. This is the big, dirty, big, dirty secret. Because most of it is government. A large portion, though, is, of course, a large portion, around 30%, depending on which study you look at, is corporations, mainly drug companies. So you'll hear a newscast telling you how great it is to join the military. Or you'll hear a newscast about how great it is that the police are setting up warrantless checkpoints everywhere. Well, the state police in major states have budgets, and they pay to have that on the air. And this is how America really works. So this is a big issue. This is a very big issue. Fake TV news, widespread and undisclosed. The story's up on Infowars.com from the Center for Media and Democracy. It says investigators captured 77 TV stations actively disguising sponsored content from companies including General Motors, Intel, Pfizer, Capital One to make it look like their own reporting. More than one-third of the time, stations aired fake news stories in their entirety as their own opening reporting. Yeah, I remember 3 years ago I saw one, and I went and pulled up the congressional report, and they didn't catch all of it, but it was in there. And I saw these newscasts locally, but I saw the same newscast all across the nation. Thanks to YouTube and Google, I could Google that headline that was on a local TV station here in Austin, the name of the piece, and then it was Medical Watch. And then I could go and see that all across the country. And I went, oh, bingo, that was paid for. And then, boom, sure enough. Telling you mercury is good for your brain. I mean, come on, folks. That the government is paying to tell you that mercury is good for your brain. Just, it's all off the charts. I mean, do you understand how deep you are under propaganda? Do you understand how thick it is, how serious it is, how pervasive it is? I mean, how un-American this is, how dangerous and deceptive, and I would add illegal. The courts have found, Congress has reported, that every time the executive branch or any of the agencies, Department of Education, billions on fake news and propaganda, Department of Labor, billions. I mean, just the executive alone, $10 billion a year. And so when you see newscasts telling you Barack Obama's the savior and loves you and lying to you, a lot of it was paid for. When you saw news reports about how great torture was and how George Bush is mankind's savior, or when you see news reports about how gun ownership is bad, most of those are paid for. The government takes your money, my money, and they send it back to the local TV, radio, and newsprint, but it's mainly TV. They even do it on national TV. They even pay millions of dollars per movie. Here's an example of the movie Anger Management. Came out a few years ago, and you kept seeing Army of One billboards in the background and pro join the Army messages in the film. You can go pull up the number. It was in the news. It was several million dollars, and that was more than $2 million paid just to have that in there. So start being aware that you are bombarded by propaganda on every single front, everywhere. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I have probably 60, 70 articles in front of me. Each one is just as important as what I just covered here. And that's my great frustration. That's why I start yelling and screaming and getting angry. Because, I mean, I could spend the next 2 hours just on this, explaining how historically this is so horrible and how dangerous this is. Now, they call it product placement, but I call it propaganda placement when government is 70% or more of the spending. That's why almost every Hollywood movie, you see a movie that's got anti-gun messages. It was paid for. Because the government is rogue, is criminal. They want to rob your pension funds. They want to enslave you. They want to control you. They want to dumb you down. So they have a move to demonize gun ownership. They want to train you to answer police questions, to be pulled over at checkpoints, to have secret police spying on you, to have interaction with the police. So they're brainwashing the cops and everybody else with all these SWAT team shows and movies and shows like Cops, where they only show you white trash who are always guilty. All of this is programming. The cops are brainwashed. The public's brainwashed. Meanwhile, criminals run the government. We're going over a cliff. And the public's been fooled to think, at least some of them, that Barack Obama is real change because he is a Democrat or because he's got darker skin than George Bush. Meanwhile, Barack Obama has announced they're continuing all the warrantless wiretapping, the spying on Americans. They've now announced, and I have the video clip from CNN here in front of me. I'll give you the headline later if you want to pull up the actual video clip and the story that accompanies it. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. And they just said, the Patriot Act will now be used in all non-terror related. There will be no due process, no Bill of Rights for general citizens. And the government will spy on you in non-terror related cases, even non-crime related cases. And then I just happened to turn on PBS today, and I probably watch maybe an hour of TV a day when I'm exercising in the garage on the treadmill or on the stair stepper. And I watched 30 minutes of some show called Fueled on PBS, KLRU here in Austin, but it was a national show with Robert Kennedy Jr. and the rest of them up there. And he just said point blank, we're going to take the people. He's going to be in the Obama administration. Everybody losing their job and make them part of new environmental cops and tattletale squads. I mean, there it was. I can't even turn the TV on without just propaganda everywhere. Look, there's a powerful elite. They have high-tech advertising technologies. They have neutralized the public with the public just drooling, and they're moving against us to take all your pension funds and to tax every action you take, okay? We're going to come back, cover it all. You don't want to miss this broadcast. Stay with me.
free yourself, from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZB.
ZB turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed in your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZB remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZB menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away. With ZB, there are
no subscription or download fees.
The ZB is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZB today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com
today.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no-questions-asked, no-time-limit, money-back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals.
Sealed, portable, and will last for years.
Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more.
Prepare now.
Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN
and receive a free Patriot bar with every order.
Survivalgearsource.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, welcome back. Your call's coming up in the next segment at 877-590-5525. Got one line open at 877-590-5525. We'll get to everybody from Canada, Texas, New Hampshire, Las Vegas, Tennessee. I see you all there. All right, so the government, which isn't the government, it's been taken over by private international organizations. That's what the New World Order is. It's global government of and by a select group of Fortune 100 controlling central governments. They run around purchasing lies to put on the news that checkpoints are good, secret arrest is good, body scanners that scan your naked body and store it on government computers at airports is freedom. The CPS is good, kidnapping children with no due process and, you know, covering up the fact that because they're advertisers, the news can't report that the state CPS and Child Protective Services systems are five times more likely to abuse or kill children. So they sweep it under the rug, the rape rooms, the torture camps, how they murder them, how they fly them out of the country, how most major CPS heads at the state level are known convicted pedophiles. Oh, you don't believe me? Just Google that. You'll have mainstream news when it comes out. You know, it still slips out here and there. Again, that's just one little example of how all of this works. So fake TV news, widespread and undisclosed, and they pose on the TV news, nationally and locally, telling you that mercury is good for you. It's a law to take vaccines. You'll be arrested if you don't. And the public just believes it. Ladies and gentlemen, the level of lying is so bad, I can't even, there's so many lies, I can't even cover it all. You have a bankrupt, criminal, dominant media. They're owned by the very same banks and brokerage firms that staged the economic collapse we are now witnessing. I'm going to get to that later. Big new developments there. Here's another one on the lying front. This is out of the London Telegraph. Now I was already aware of this information by interviewing top scientists who've been complaining about it for years, but this is the first time I've seen it in mainstream news. I really lay it out. They just falsify the reports of the Earth heating up. They just lie and put in fake data, the U.S. government does, and these other private groups, and Al Gore's little buddy, who's the main fearmonger. You can go read this story on the Drudge Report. It's we can link through the Telegraph. It's the world has never seen such freezing heat. And there's thousands of comments on the story below, and if you read them, it's all scientists saying, look at this. And they'll put a link up to the year's index, say, from a weather station in Antarctica, or a weather station in Dallas, Texas, or a weather station in New Mexico. And then they link to what the U.S. government is claiming and what Al Gore is claiming, and it will show that in every case it's lies. They just lie. The Antarctic to the north and the Arctic to the south both had record cold so far this year. And they're growing so fast, each ice shelf has grown over 30%, closing sea lanes that haven't been closed in over 100 years. The Arctic ice sheets are growing so fast. By the way, so is Mars. Mars ice caps are just exploding right now. The entire solar system, the planets that had ice caps, had been getting smaller for the last 100 years. This was all marked down by universities with telescopes. Now they're exploding in size, not because of your SUV, because the sun just cooled down. The coldest winter on record is really 1930, but they've only been keeping records for about 200 years. Things are cooling down and cooling down fast, ladies and gentlemen, plunging. Now, I don't need to see all these documents. I don't need to see that the U.S. government's lying. I don't need to go. I mean, I know that. Now, the local weather stations and governments, you know, and other ones aren't. In fact, they're all going, wait a minute, all the numbers you use for your model are a lie. And then they get caught. I mean, this is fraud, ladies and gentlemen. This is how they operate. But I saw Robert Kennedy Jr. on PBS today, and I only watched him about 20 minutes, and then I flipped over some other channels. But the point, and I flipped back, and there were more lies. And there were so many lies, I was writing notes. I had to get physically off the treadmill. That's when I watch TVs and write notes. And that's why I said, forget it, my workout's more important than this. I can't jog and jump off and write notes. I'm just going to flip to something else. But in 1 minute, I heard him tell three lies. 1 minute. Now all these are easily verified lies in seconds. The guy they're talking about being the environmental chief who's going to basically, like the mafia, squeeze money out of everybody and all human activity. He said we're going to have a carbon-free economy. Carbon will be outlawed. Now, that right there, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, carbon is in everything. Everything you do. All industries connected to carbon. Carbon is not bad. It's part of life. We're a carbon-based life form. So this is such a joke. Plants breathe carbon dioxide. He went on to say the United States only has 1% of the world's oil and natural gas. Ladies and gentlemen, what the federal government admits in Alaska is as much oil as is in Saudi Arabia. They just won't let us have it. There is a 600-square-mile area starting about 70 miles off the coast of Louisiana, and I've linked to this. It's official government announcements. They found it in the 70s. They laid it off use. More oil than Saudi Arabia. One 600-square-mile area in our water. Okay, Jack? Anywhere you drill in Texas deep enough, I mean, they're drilling. Fort Worth looks like a oil field now. They got oil rigs. They're in people's yards, the gas fields. It's just everywhere. From Fort Worth to Houston now, they have discovered a field, ladies and gentlemen, gas-wise, that puts Venezuela to shame. You go down to 15,000 feet basically anywhere, and so much gas comes out of the ground that the rigs, you know, after they drill them, I mean, they leave these five-story nozzles on them. They're so huge. Drive out to East Texas, anywhere. Everywhere you drive, it's nothing but giant derricks drilling or giant nozzles where the rig has come in. Guess what else is coming out of these? Helium. All sorts of other great gases. All sorts of other exotic oils. Folks, there's so much oil. The Russians have found so much oil. There's oil everywhere. There's gas everywhere. When they drill these wells in East Texas, from Fort Worth all the way to Houston, just one giant gas field, they hit oil four or five times on the way down, and there's so much gas, they don't even want the oil. They just cap it off. They start drilling on average a 15,000-foot well, and they hit oil at 1,000 feet, 5,000 feet, 10,000 feet, 16,000, but just oil, oil, oil. They'll hit gas over and over again, and they just greedily keep digging down to that super mother load, ladies and gentlemen. And this little bastard, this little liar, he knows. He comes on and tells you there's artificial scarcity, just like the De Beers and the Oppenheimers, you know, with the diamonds, claiming diamonds are scarce when they're not even hardly semi-precious. In Africa, they just lay around on the ground everywhere. But they have a monopoly over it, so they have giant warehouses all over Europe. This is admitted. So see, it's the same thing. Oil, they're telling you there's no oil. And they're claiming the economic crisis is because we're on an oil economy. They want feudalism. They don't want a free market. Just, he told a bunch of other lies. It was just disgusting. That rat bastard.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world. Specializing in less lethal defense, Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, just finishing up, I'm watching PBS, and they've got this round table of people, Republicans, Democrats, former head of the CIA, Woolsey, Robert Kennedy Jr., all of them, and they're all saying the same thing. Take over the economy, ban carbon, tax, regulate everybody. And then they'd say, yeah, let's put transponders in all the cars and tax you as you drive down the road, which they're already testing all over the nation. And then they would all say, but it's not a tax. They talk to us like we're idiots. Here's this PR pitch on PBS. Then I flip over to the local news channel, and there's things about how they're brainwashing the brownies and Girl Scouts about global warming. And then I flip back over to another local news channel, and there's another thing about global warming. And then I flip over to CNN. This is today, and there's another thing about global warming. Meanwhile, they are lying with the temperatures. You can go check the U.S. government, what NASA's putting out. You can go check what Al Gore's people are putting out, what the environmental, and they just lie. They're still saying this is the coldest winter on record. They're still saying polar bears can't swim and are drowning because the ice caps are melting. Of course, they don't live in the north. All lies, record numbers of, and they're going to list carbon dioxide as toxic waste, ladies and gentlemen, and regulate and come after everybody. And then I saw Robert Kennedy Jr. and everybody nod their heads, and they had another guest on there saying, yeah, and everybody out of work, we're going to give them a federal government job fighting for the environment and enforcing the new green economy. And on his website, now understand, this is nonpartisan. They've got the Republican preachers, the Democrat preachers, you know, the Al Sharptons and the head of the 700 clubs up there together on TV shows saying global warming's real, we need a global tax, it will save you. The NFL saying it's real. This is the big government move to tax and regulate every facet of your life, and that's what the G20 just met about, is a new global tax paid directly to the private banks, making a select inner group of banks the heads of world government. And then, again, they kept repeating, we only have 1% of the oil and gas. Total lie. They said this is not a tax. They would describe taxing you, but then say this is not a tax. They were saying it's the hottest year on record when it's really one of the coldest. I mean, just lying. People say, well, that's just your opinion. No, it's not my opinion. They admit, listen to this, the world has never seen such freezing heat. London Telegraph today. The surreal scientific blunder, see, they call it a blunder, it's not a blunder, last week raised a huge question mark about the temperature records that underpin the worldwide alarm of a global warming. On Monday's NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies, which is named after a Nazi, I would add, which is run by Al Gore's chief scientific ally, Dr. James Hansen, and is one of the four bodies responsible for monitoring global temperatures, announced that last month was the hottest October on record. This was startling across the world. There were reports of unseasonal snow and plummeting temperatures last month from the American Great Plains to China and from the Alps to New Zealand. China's official news agency reported that Tibet had suffered its worst snow storm ever. In the U.S., the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration registered 63 local snowstorm records and 115 lowest ever temperatures for the month and ranked it as one of the 70 warmest in October in 114 years. And ranked it as only the 70th warmest October in 114 years. So it's about average. So what explained the anomaly? The GISS computerized temperature map seemed to show readings across a large part of Russia have been up to 10 degrees higher than normal. But when expert readers of the two leading warming skeptic blogs, What's Up With That and Climate Audit, began detailing analysis of the GIS data, they made an astounding discovery. The reason for the freak figures was that scores of temperature records from Russia and elsewhere were not based on October readings at all. Figures from the previous month had simply been carried over and repeated 2 months running. And then it's a long article. Then they catch them, and then they would just cheat and move other numbers in, and they're so lazy, they'll just take, you know, a half of a country and just set the same fake temperature for all of it. They don't even try to cheat where you don't notice it. They just fake all the numbers, use the same number across the country, put out a fake number from the summer for October. And then when they got caught, then they went, because they didn't want to be proven wrong overall that the Earth had actually cooled down, which it did, then they went and snuck and raised the temperature on the map in other areas. They are liars. The Club of Rome, the Council on Foreign Relations, and other groups, we've written articles at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com with direct links to the United Nations and others admitting it's all fake and that it is a scheme to bring in world government and world taxation and a way to regulate all human activity to control you. Now, they admit it's about taxing. It has nothing to do with the environment. In fact, what it does is it gets heat off real environmental offenders with toxic waste, open-air genetic engineering, cross-species engineering, a lot of other serious things that are happening, things that are really already causing problems. These GMO crops killing the honeybees, major studies on that. Because they have this particular corn variety put out by Monsanto. Just in one German study, it grows its own pesticide so bugs won't eat it, but honeybees still go and pick up the pollen. So they go back and die. See, and they're feeding us the pesticide too. And they argue, well, this is a naturally occurring fungal pesticide that it produces. Yeah, but it's like 1,000 times higher than what would naturally occur in corn. Just so happens that most of the rats and guinea pigs that are fed these GMO foods die. Well, it's hurting us too, folks. We're mammals. We're in the same family. And that's why all these intestinal diseases, diseases of the gut are way up. So that's why I'm so upset, ladies and gentlemen, because the article just goes on and on where they got caught lying and then cheated again and again and again. And then you never see this in the mainstream news. It finally met it in the Telegraph. And then every time I criticize this, I get letters saying, oh, you work for the oil companies or you're lying. Ladies and gentlemen, the oil companies are owned by the big private banks that issue the currency and the liquidity. They control the issuance of money. They don't care about, quote, making money. They care about consolidating markets. They care about monopolies and control. Yeah, they make money. They literally order the issuance and the printing of it. They make money the old-fashioned way they print it. Now, that said, I've got a lot of other news here. This is Associated Press. Security focuses on protesters more than terrorists. And it goes on to say the U.S. government admits that actually the entire anti-terror apparatus is focused on protesters and jobless, and that they believe the American people are basically terrorists. See, I told you, the whole thing is for us. When they take our pension funds and everything else, which, by the way, they're announcing they're going to do. They're going to take large portions of your private pension funds, your 401ks. Congress is openly having hearings. They're going to steal it in the name of protecting it, just like Argentina just did. And if you go out and protest it, they'll just have cops go out and stage provocateur actions, and they'll have cops dressed up like protesters attack other cops, and then they'll just fire rubber bullets on the peaceful crowd. Denver Post, again, just admitted in Denver, we caught them in Minneapolis. We weren't sure about Denver. Well, now the police admit they... But see, it's like above board now. Yeah, we attack our own officers so we can attack crowds of people with billy clubs. But that's good, aren't you, for police officers? Yeah, we go out and provocateur. Shut up, or you don't like cops. Well, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. But see, we have a corrupt, bankrupt system. And so police, you think you can go commit those crimes because the higher-ups tell you it's okay? Well, just remember, you work for a criminal elite. Doesn't care about you either. You know, American people see images of dead Iraqi children and say, ah, good, they're subhuman, kill them. Don't you understand? The elite thinks of you the same way. And see, now they're taking your pension funds. Now, they've already sucked $5 trillion, as we told you they would. It was in the bill. The banker bailout was not a bailout. It was a banker takeover. And, of course, it wasn't to pay off subprime mortgages. That was never the problem. And now, exactly what I told you has happened. They kept it all, and none of it's going for mortgages. And it's unlimited. And I watched Friday's hearings that, by the way, are on C-SPAN right now, re-airing. And Kashkari said, you gave us omnipotent power. Basically, just sit down and shut up. We'll take whatever we want. They'll just put some more fake newscast on, put some more ball games on, and we'll all be third world slaves. They'll just fool a bunch of liberals with Barack Obama. Okay, we're going to come back, go to your phone calls, and a lot of other news. Stay with me. We'll get into the...
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95, pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potential potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Survivalproperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is the place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up next hour, I'm going to break down exactly what less than 10 global banks are doing, what the G20 meant for. Remember, I told you 5 weeks ago that it was going to be $5 trillion to begin with. This week, it was in hundreds of mainstream news articles that the bailout is now $5 trillion. See, I actually did something that is considered bizarre. I actually read the bill, and it said, the Treasury is above the law, the Federal Reserve can take over America, no one can review this, and so now they're saying, we won't tell you where the trillions went, and no, it didn't go for mortgages, and here's the scary news. $5 trillion conservatively was in the bill. It could be as much as $10 trillion. And it looks like if in 5 weeks they've already blown $5 trillion. And by the way, the private banks are given the money, the $5 trillion, and they go out and buy stock for themselves. And then you're going to have to pay it back in taxes and in dollar devaluation. But see, that's okay for them because they've already got a real asset. And then I read about how they're suddenly auditing everybody and squeezing everyone at the IRS. Oh, yeah, for the few middle-class people, the rich will be left alone. But the poor folks think somebody making $100,000 a year is rich. You know, the billionaires will be left alone. People making $1 million over a decade, they'll be attacked. But they're just going to turn the taxers. I mean, have you seen the cops? You'll see 50 of them on the road now writing tickets. And property tax, everything. They're going to squeeze you. They're going to take your houses. They are, because that's all got to go to those offshore banks. And I heard all these fake neocons on the radio saying, well, I don't like being a socialist, but we better fund this bailout or the economy will collapse. You suckers. Number one, it's not socialism. If I go rob a bank, it's not socialism. It's called a heist. But they got up there and told the suckers. All right, I said I'd go to the calls. I mean, they're giving CEOs $300, $400, $500 million bonuses, and they're admitting. They had a Goldman Sachs brag to the New York Times. He said, we're just buying other banks up, healthy ones, and I'm giving myself a bonus. It's funny. See, we're here to be laughed at because we're the sports fans. We're the idiots of Earth. We're an evil country that'll go attack brown people and kill a couple million of them for no reason in Iraq and make jokes about it. And the elites say, look at these suckers that we enslave. Let's just steal everything they've got. And the suckers say, yeah, I like it. Hurt me. Take everything I got. They control the left. They control the right. And again, Barack Obama, spying, secret arrest, big government, all of it. It's going to be Bush on steroids, but the left is just all. Suddenly there's all these pro-war groups, all these leftist groups. Oh, we love war. Oh, it's so good. We love torture. We love secret arrest. I've got stacks of articles. They're up on prisonplanet.com today. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. A lot of calls next hour, too. I've been on kind of a rant today. Ziploc is first, and then a bunch of other callers. But Mike in Canada says he disagrees, so he goes to the head of the line. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
I got two main points. First point is that when you talk about the founding fathers of America and the Republic, and my point is that if they have got good quotes and they're trying to make it seem like they're against them, I mean, yeah, they're going to have good quotes, right? But that's not really much proof beyond that.
I understand it's fashionable to bash the founding fathers, but if you've really studied history, they were amazing people, and it really was the second Renaissance. So you can judge people by the day they were in, by today's standards, and then say, oh, look how bad they were. But we just have other forms of slavery today. The government puts the drugs out like a deer hunter puts a deer feeder out, and then when the idiots come up and use it, they throw you in their private prisons.
Yeah.
How much pot are you smoking right now?
Not much.
Admit you're stoned.
I am.
Yeah, I can just hear it. Okay, my mind burns with energy. It burns with understanding. Okay, continually expanding. I can't even articulate to you what I know, sir. I can see you there, sitting there, smoking the pot in your apartment, calling in, trying to tell me I'm stupid and I'm wrong. Now, what am I wrong about?
No, you're right about lots of stuff, but my second point is that when you say that we got to put these people up against the court system, I don't think that we should have any courts or republics or anything, because that's just like another...
Yeah, I've talked to a million potheads who read some libertarian screed and then think, no government, no organization, no nothing. That isn't how the world works, pal. You have to have a small government to protect you from other governments and other criminal groups. That's what the government's for. And it's dangerous, but it's a necessary, very small evil. But libertarians always just say, get rid of all government now, instead of being sensible and saying incremental. I'm not trying to be mean to you, sir. Just if you call in here to disagree, please have something to disagree with me about. And oh, God, I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, I just I'm not even bashing potheads, folks. I'm for decriminalization. I don't think you should be put in prison for it. My whole point is I'm just tired of people calling in so stoned they can hardly talk. Yeah, hey, man, I don't think we need nothing. Okay, whatever. I'm just here giving you the information. You do with it what you want. They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and shooting you up. You got that? You got that everybody out there has had a little kid die of cancer? They murdered your child. You got it? You got it? That's who runs things. They're not playing games with you. You got it? Grow up, people. Stop watching the Green Bay Packers play the Colts or whoever they were playing today. Tennessee Titans and the Colts or the Texans and the Colts. All this bull. I don't have time for it anymore. I'm right. You're wrong. Period. I do homework. I research. I know what's going on, and you people don't, and you better get up off your butts, because this is life and death. Ziploc in New Hampshire, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for handling that last call the way you did, because I'm glad you didn't sit tight on that one. That was serious business right there, huh?
Yeah.
Goodness. I had a question for you. In 2009... I'm a voter now. I just entered as a voter. I decided this year to block Barack. I went to the town hall in New Hampshire. I wanted to see what the heck was going on. And everybody's all about Barack down there, except the pollsters. The people at the place were actually a little older, and they were actually a little wiser. And I'm going in there like, I have my birth certificate with me. Where do I sign up? They say you don't need it. I said, I have a birth certificate. I was born right in this town. I want to vote for somebody born in this country. A whole lot of people looked at me like I was crazy, but it's dead serious. This guy, if he wasn't born in this country, how are we voting him in? And how did the info slip from everybody for nobody to even ask, who is this guy? That's what I'm wondering.
Well, you see, there's wheels within wheels within wheels. I mean, it's great to criticize Barack Obama, but John McCain was bad as well. The way their paradigm works, if we only attack George Bush, then that empowers the leftist arm or wing of the New World Order. If we only attack Barack Obama, then that empowers the phony-controlled right-wing arm. We have to show they're both puppet groups putting out different rhetoric but carrying out the same operation. And Barack Obama is meant to fool the public into buying, stalling the public not to revolt just long enough to literally bankrupt the nation and bankrupt the dollar, to the foreign banks. We are, quote, bailing out the very banks that control our private Federal Reserve that engineered the collapse. You understand? So that's why they didn't, quote, bail out mortgages, because it was never about the mortgages. It was about bankrupting the U.S. and capitalizing four U.S. banks, six foreign banks, to be able to go out and buy up and leverage the stock market.
You mean covertly, as if nobody would really know this as a voter, but behind the scenes, that's basically exactly what's boiling down as we're putting our, as well, we aren't, but as everybody.
Look, John McCain and Barack Obama, thank you for the call, are bought and paid for by the very same people. So they're just front men to deflect all the attention away from the real government. The president's ceremonial. The Congress is pretty much ceremonial. The Congress 5 weeks ago wouldn't pass the banker takeover bill. So they were threatened with martial law. I played the C-SPAN clips. They were told, we will arrest the Congress. Now, that was total tyranny. They should have all walked out with a press conference. The president should have been arrested. But that ain't how it works here. Northcom's in control out of Colorado Springs. The Congress knows that. Okay? And so... people can't even believe it. If you read the U.S. government documents, the British Ministry of Defense documents, do you know what would have happened if Congress would have walked out and said we were just threatened with martial law and we're not going along with it anymore? Do you know what they would have done? Probably a neutron bomb would have been detonated in D.C., and the public would have been told that Al-Qaeda did it. I mean, the British Ministry of Defense... In their 10-year report they put out last year saying what they believe will happen, they said governments may have to use neutron bombs to stop takeovers of our system. I mean, they're prepared to kill the whole Congress. Don't you understand? This is far beyond anything you can deal with, what I can deal with. I can't handle it anymore. Okay? They're sucking the country dry right now. They're international offshore banks. They want it to fall apart. They want to hurt the economy. They want to destroy confidence. They're the military-industrial complex. They're the New World Order. They're offshore. They hate this country. They hate our founding fathers. You understand? All they're going to give you is a boot stomping on your face forever. We'll be right back with a second hour and more of your phone calls. Everybody stay with me. We're going to get...
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Collectors.